"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, John and Ken on demand. The podcast. You could listen to what you missed.
Yeah. I've just been sent the next keyword. I could say it now, right? No.
You have the keyword? You know, I still don't have the sheet of keywords.
No, I just got emailed to me. Did you check your email?
No, I don't read emails.
Do you do anything?
No.
Well, I called you today, answered your phone. I was surprised.
Yeah, I was surprised too. I even knew it was you, and I still picked up.
Well, you have caller ID, I take
it. Right. I know. That's what I'm saying.
Of course, I wouldn't be offended if I was ignored, because I do that to people, so you can't be offended.
Yeah, when you look at the phone, it's like, oh, no, not now.
I know, and then there's certain people that when you finally talk later, you have to make up some good excuses. You don't want to offend them. Yeah, I didn't want to talk to you. I can't tell you the truth, so, but, you know, that's the truth. I didn't want to talk to you. I wasn't in the mood for your face.
Right? How close are we to doing that? We're just going to pick up the phone and say, I don't want to talk to you.
Click.
Go away.
There should be a little button you can hit and a message shows up. It just says snub or ignore.
Well, if you click your phone right away on the first ring or two, it jumps to voicemail.
Oh, I hate that. My kids do that to me.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, so they know that you've immediately...
Yeah, right? You've been dismissed.
Oh, I've done that to people. Maybe I did it to my sister a few weeks ago.
And she knows. Wait, your kids do that?
Yes, it drives me insane. And I'll text my son and
every kid does that to their mother.
I know, but what if it's important? I mean, seriously, it doesn't even ring once. It just goes straight
that. What
to
if?
Voicemail.
Like it never is.
I guess your track record isn't good.
I guess not.
They're willing to take that risk.
One out of every 1,000 calls matters.
No, really, why do you think they would dismiss the call that quickly?
Well, one time my son said he was in a movie theater.
Uh-huh.
And another time having friends. Well, that's what he tells me. And then another time he said he's having dinner with friends.
I see.
Because then I get all upset. And then he says, Mom, it's not what you think.
The polite cover story. Yes. Okay.
Then you just text him, right? You blast him with
yes,
text.
Yes, I do.
No, my
Pick up.
My sons do that to my wife. It's like, I hear it. I hear her dialing and then
your wife's a bit of a phonaholic.
Yeah. She kind of abuses the phone there.
there were days where, remember the old days when she had to call the back line? There was a day it was like every 5 minutes.
Yeah. She was looking.
Your wife's on hold.
She was looking for me one day. I don't know what crisis was going on. It was in the old building.
I remember this. Go ahead. Yeah.
Seven different numbers she called. Seven different people came up to me and said, oh, your wife called. It's like the whole building.
Remember that day they announced it over the little intercom because she was looking for you and seemed frantic? So John Cobell, there's a call for you.
Was it an emergency?
Her version of an emergency. I can't think of an actual emergency that's ever happened.
She still texts me on occasion. Tell John to pick up his phone. I need to talk to him.
Oh, yeah. She does that. She does that to Ray, too.
It's like I'm not even in the room with them anymore. You're texting me. She does that to Ray. All right. Couple of things. Last night, the Republican presidential candidates, five of them, had their third debate in Miami. I have to admit, I did watch the first half. I guess I had nothing to do with it. What time did it come on? 5 o'clock?
It's kind of a lull in the sports season right now.
Yes, it right was. There's no Wednesday night football for me or anything like that. We'll begin with this first clip, although the balloon got a little deflated here. Because when I first read this story, I thought I was meant to understand that an NBC producer, this, by the way, was on NBC, Lester Holt. Excuse me, candidates, can we start with... Why are they all like this? Scott Pelley.
They're full of themselves.
Their voice is so deep and droll. Oh.
They think they matter.
Everything's enunciated very carefully. An NBC producer had to tell the crowd to stop chanting Trump's name, but some people say it's Ron DeSantis' name, because, again, this is in Florida where he's governor. Let's listen and decide.
Really hard.
Who is that?
Okay? An NBC producer. Who stood up in front of the crowd and just asked him not to be doing that.
That's annoying. Sounded like Trump to me.
It did kind of sound like Trump.
Sounded like Trump, 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 Trump.
No, a conservative commentator said it was Trump, but then later said maybe it was Ron. Anyway.
Maybe the Ron forces wanted to compete.
So I stayed around for the first question from Lester Holt. There was another woman there. I forget her name. But he was the main moderator of the debate, where a couple of times he had to caution the audience. Please, don't yell out. Not too much applause. We want to keep this, you know, even. So the wild card on the stage is Vivek Ramaswamy. Vivek Ramaswamy?
Vivek.
Vivek?
Vivek,
like rake, she said.
Oh, yes, it's like
or fake.
Yes. That Vivek as in fake. That's what one of the other campaigns was promoting.
He's like a mini Trump.
Yeah.
In the points he tries to make, that's kind of the audience he's going for. But this was entertaining because the question from Lester Holt, I forget what it was, something to do with why Trump shouldn't be president. But this is what Ramaswamy did. Let's play cut three.
Swamy, let me turn to you. Please make your case. Why should you be the nominee and not the former president?
I think there's something deeper going on in the Republican Party here. And I am upset about what happened last night. We've become a party of losers at the end of the day. It's a cancer to the Republican establishment. Let's speak the truth. I mean, since Ronna McDaniel took over as chairwoman of the RNC in 2017, we have lost 2018, 2020, 2022, no red wave that never came. We got trounced last night in 2023. And I think that we have to have accountability in our party. For that matter, Ron, if you want to come on stage tonight, you want to look the GOP voters in the eye and tell them you resign, I will turn over my, yield my time to you. And frankly, look, the people there are cheering for losing in the Republican Party. Think about who's moderating this debate. This should be Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, and Elon Musk. We'd have 10 times the viewership asking questions that GOP primary voters actually care about and bringing more people into our party. Do you think the Democrats, and we've got Kristen Welker here, do you think the Democrats would actually hire Greg Gutfeld to host a Democratic debate? They wouldn't do it. And so the fact of the matter is, I mean, Christian, I'm going to use this time because this is actually about you in the media and the corrupt media establishment. Ask you, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax that you pushed on this network for years, was that real or was that Hillary Clinton made up disinformation? Answer the question. Go.
Mr. Ron.
Sorry. This is how we get our country back. We need accountability because this media rigged the 2016 election. They rigged the 2020 election with the Hunter Biden laptop story.
Mr. Ramaswamy,
and they're going to rig this election.
Your time is up.
Accountability.
Let me turn to Governor Christie. Why are you?
Your time is up.
He gave you a chance there, Lester, to answer that Russian hoax story.
They should have pulled the trap door there. Your time
I thought it was
up.
Amusing.
That was good.
He does really. He's got so much energy.
I know.
And, you know, it reminds me of Trump because Trump had energy at these debates where the rest were just like, let me talk about policy. Even that blob, Chris Christie, just does not resonate. He does not.
No.
He doesn't move. And Ron DeSantis moves the needle only a little bit because he's articulate, but he doesn't.
He lacks fire.
Exactly. Fire is a great word for it. Let's see. Let's move on to the next clip, which got a lot of attention. Nikki Haley is, quote, surging in the polls. And the joke I make is that, you know, you move from 3% to 6% against Trump.
You're surging.
Yep. You're surging. Right. So most believe that it's her and DeSantis that'll be left to challenge Trump in no time at all. So they went after her last night. And that includes Ramaswamy in this particular clip. Bizarrely enough, it's about TikTok. And I guess Haley was critical, obviously, you know, because the Chinese involvement in TikTok. We all know that story. So Haley called out, Vivek first started the thing by Vivek by saying that even Haley's daughter is on TikTok, and that seems fake to him. This was her response.
Mr. Ramaswamy, we've talked about this. You campaign on TikTok. How do you get TikTok banned if you use it?
Well, I want to laugh at why Nikki Haley didn't answer your question, which is about looking at families in the eye. In the last debate, she made fun of me for actually joining TikTok while her own daughter was actually using the app for a long time. So you might want to take care of your family first.
Leave my daughter out of your voice.
Your adult daughter. The next generation of Americans are using it. And that's actually the point. You have her supporters propping her up. That's fine. Here's the truth.
You're just
the easy scum. Answer is actually to say that we're just going to ban one app. We got to go further.
Yeah, it took a moment for her to
you're just scum.
To insert the scum line, which people loved.
Oh, that's great.
But I don't know. I'm watching these debates, and I know there's a concern about TikTok, but really? All right, we have a couple of more.
That was like a Saturday Night Live skit.
Yeah, it was, wasn't
you're
it?
Just that does. Scum.
That is what they would do on Saturday Night Live. Imagine what they'll do this weekend. Probably turn into a worse word. I will play a couple of more, including real applause for that Florida governor when it comes to the problems with drugs coming over the border.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, we go back to last night's Republican presidential debate. Five candidates that qualified doesn't mean much since Trump is destroying them in most polling, almost all polling that we're seeing. But anyway, this was on NBC. Lester Holt, one of the moderators. We'll cut to another moment that got some attention involving the Florida governor, Ron DeSantis. And again, all of the candidates expressed problems at the border with people and drugs and terrorists coming into the U.S. So this specific clip we're going to play is about the drug, specifically fentanyl. Here's DeSantis.
Declaring it a national emergency on day one. I'm sending U.S. military to the border. I'm going to stop the invasion cold. I am going to deport people who came illegally.
Yeah.
And I'm even going to build the border wall and have Mexico pay for it like Donald Trump promised. How are you going to do it? Yeah, Mexico's not going to fork over money. We're going to impose fees on the remittances that foreign workers send to foreign countries. We'll raise billions of dollars. I'll build the wall. But we are going to designate the cartels to be foreign terrorist organizations or something similar to that. And we're going to authorize the use of deadly force. We're going to have maritime operations to interdict precursor chemicals going into Mexico. But I'll tell you this, if someone in the drug cartels is sneaking fentanyl across the border when I'm president, that's going to be the last thing they do. We're going to shoot them stone cold dead.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yes. Stone cold dead.
See, I like that.
That's going to make sure they're really dead.
Who needs charisma? That's charisma. We're gonna shoot him stone cold dead. Oh, that got me going. See, that's the thing. He'll actually do it.
He will. I think he's a person that doesn't say something he's not gonna do.
Trump doesn't follow through, right? That's the thing.
Trump throws out a lot of ideas, right?
He throws out a lot of ideas, but he doesn't follow through. I think DeSantis is nuts enough. He'll follow through.
All right, our final clip is back to Vivek Ramaswamy. How did he get his money? Some sort of venture capital?
Pharmaceutical?
That was pharmaceutical.
Who knows?
I really didn't know who he was till a year ago. Well, he's not a big fan of any more money going to Ukraine, as, by the way, a lot of Republican voters are. And in this clip, he takes a shot at the Ukrainian President Zelensky. Here we go.
Where do you stand on more funds?
I'm absolutely unpersuaded. And I'm actually enjoying watching the Ukraine hawks quietly, delicately tiptoe back from their position as this thing has unwound into a disaster. The first half of this race, I was the only person standing for it. Now they're actually quietly coming around to being more cautious, as they should. Level with the American people here. Ukraine is not a paragon of democracy. This is a country that has banned 11 opposition parties. It has consolidated all media into one state TV media arm. That's not democratic. It has threatened not to hold elections this year unless the U.S. forks over more money. That is not democratic. It has celebrated a Nazi in its ranks, the comedian in cargo pants, a man called Zelensky, doing it in their own ranks. That is not democratic. More facts for you that you won't hear from the mainstream in either party or the mainstream media. The regions of Ukraine that are occupied by Russia right now in the Donbas, Luhansk, Donetsk, these are Russian-speaking regions that have not even been part of Ukraine since 2014, that other people probably couldn't name those provinces for you. Those are the hard facts. And so to frame this as some kind of battle between good versus evil, don't buy it.
Well, that last part, too, by the way, we kind of knew that even when the war began, that there were definitely parts of Ukraine where people spoke Russian and were very supportive of the Russian government. That was not a surprise, and that's kind of the regions that the Russians were able to take quickly.
But he called Zelensky, who's Jewish, a Nazi.
He did. He did the comedian in cargo pants.
Yeah, so you can't mistake who he was talking about there. There's only one comedian in cargo pants who's the president.
Which tells you why Ramaswamy's really a nutty goofball, because that was the pretense that Putin gave the world for invading, that they were Nazis.
Right. And so Ramaswamy's
so buying into this?
Ramaswamy's agreeing? How does Zelensky become a Nazi? How does that work? You can call him a lot of things.
Over this. Did you see that story? I think it was in a National Review that one of the Ramaswamy spokespeople said, go read the transcript. He did not say that.
I did. Played it. I did read the transcript. That's what he said.
He did say.
So, and he's nuts enough that he meant it.
I don't know where that gets him.
I
mean, there is, I told you, there's building resentment among especially the Republican faction of the country about giving more money to Ukraine, but I don't know if this plays really well.
No, he's going to be a 5% guy. He's not going anywhere unless Trump picks him to be vice president.
Oh. All right, here's some bonus audio. Joe Biden. I might as well drag him into. He wasn't at last night's debate.
I was going to say, did he?
No.
He walked into the wrong debate?
It looks like good old Fox News reporter Peter Ducey tried once again to talk to Biden about his age, because the polls are constantly saying that people think he is too old.
Hey, Joe, you're really, really old, aren't you?
To run again. And of course, the latest polls say that Trump is winning some of those swing states.
Yeah.
So let's play this audio and see what happened.
Why do you think it is that people should be more concerned about abortion access than your age?
I don't think it's a comparable comparison.
Why do you think it is that you're trailing Trump in all these swing state polls?
Because you don't read the polls. There are 10 polls. 8 of them, I'm beating him in those states. 8 of them. You guys only do 2, CNN and New York Times. Check it out. We'll get your copy of all those other polls.
You don't believe you're trailing in battleground states?
No, I don't.
I guess I have to get those other polls that he's mentioning. It just says CNN and New York Times says I'm losing in swing states, but not the other ones.
That's why it's totally useless to talk to these guys. It's like, no, I'm not losing, I'm winning. You got the wrong polls. I'll give you the right polls. What polls are you looking at? Oh, you're looking at CNN and New York Times. And those are noted right-wing.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Rag sheets, aren't they?
Right. Right. And all these stories we're hearing, and these are Democratic operatives. Some of them put their name on the record, but they're behind the scenes.
Yeah.
They're starting to get a little frantic.
Right. I'm winning. I'm winning. Who the hell are you?
Well, you know, he sounded pretty clear there. He wanted to take on Ducey. And, yeah. What do you think? It was a strange question. People are more interested in...
I can do more push-ups than you.
Access to abortion versus your age. All right, we got more coming. I can do more push-ups.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call.
If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio from 1 till 4.
Yeah.
And if it makes no sense, listen to it again after 4 on the John and Ken On Demand.
That's what we learned today. It might not make sense to you the first time, so listen back.
Maybe it doesn't make sense the second time. You just keep listening on the app. Eventually.
Decipher the hidden messages.
It'll hit you.
Sometimes we sneak stuff in there.
You'll smack yourself in the head and say, oh, now I get it.
The Moist Line is coming around tomorrow. There's still time for you to leave a message using the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, or just call this toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86. I'll give it to you. Numbers 1-877-664-7886. Are we very excited that the actor strike is over? No?
So woohoo! So
dopey TV shows and movies? Oh, yeah, she's Miss Dreamer.
Yeah, because she's glued to the TV.
Oh, my God, you couldn't ask her about any show. She's
well,
like,
not any show, Ken. Let's not get hysterical here.
I can't pretend that I really care because I watch so little scripted television. So I don't know most of the actors. I don't know most of the shows.
Even when it's November and there's no baseball?
Yes.
What's occupying your time?
Even in the dead of winter. I read books at night.
Oh, all right. No fiction. You only read...
Right. Real life. But yeah, fiction just doesn't do it for me, whether it's a TV show or a movie or a novel. Fiction bores the crap out of me.
Oh, and you know, I took that trip over the summer to Europe, so I stopped at the airport. I said, I just pick up a paperback. I hadn't read a paperback book in so long. And I'm reading this book, and I can't remember the name of it, and I don't want to. But I quit, and you know why I quit? It was woke. I don't know why I didn't see it coming. Because the description was basically that these people rent the house, and there's a knock at the door, and it's an older couple, and they're in distress, and there's some big looming disaster emergency. I said, oh, this sounds interesting, right?
Yeah.
A little bit of excitement. And instead, the couple that's renting the house, it's like out in Montauk, Long Island. They're wealthy white people, and they got their spoiled white children. And
A woke book.
It's a woke book.
A woke book.
Like a notebook, a woke book. A woke book. I'm not going to sit there and read this.
Woke press.
I folded it up after 35 pages. And I said, I know what's coming. Right? These are entitled white people.
That's right.
And why should we care? And they're all spoiled, and here's their stupid problems. But now they're faced with something real. I guess that's the message. I don't know.
It's always the message.
I have no idea. All right. So, yeah. And I guess they solved the thing over artificial intelligence. I don't know whether or not
they seem happy about it.
Restrictions and compensation.
We'll find out more tomorrow.
Restrictions and compensation.
Yes.
We'll find out more tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Right? On top of this.
Yes.
You can go back to your moonlighting jobs then.
Yes, I can. I haven't done any voiceover work in a very long time.
Ooh, erection pills.
Not that.
Is that still
running?
What
we always think of you for.
I know.
Are men still getting erections from your recommendation?
Probably.
I mean, you probably heard the breakthrough commercials they even run on KFI that I guess Viagra lost the patent on. It just ended.
Oh, yeah. 17 years.
Yeah. So now there's generic brands of the.
Right. And they're cheap.
And they're cheap.
You need your cheap thrills.
You can get a cheap boner.
Cheap. That was the name of Deborah's product.
No, it is CB.
CB.
CB for all.
Go to CB.com.
We're very excited to tell you that yesterday and today, the U.S. Conference of Mayors are here, and they're discussing homelessness. Whoa!
Oh, wow.
Karen Bass chairs the Homelessness Task Force. Yeah, she ought to be an expert. The head of the president of the U.S. Conference of Mayors is the Reno mayor, Hillary Sheeve. And they laid this out in the Los Angeles Daily News. Actions Bass has taken since she became mayor. Declared a homelessness emergency. Woohoo!
But there's actually more homeless people on the street than there used to be.
Launched Inside Safe.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, we found out that sometimes they're ending up hotels they don't want to stay in.
It can
get pretty disgusting in there.
It's more like Outside Dead. They should rename that.
And, of course, that executive order to fast-track affordable housing units and shelters.
Sure.
But we found out on the West Side she's using this to push those homeless people near the West Side Pavilion there. Remember that story?
Yes.
Yeah, she's using this on them. Anyway, courting members of the Biden administration to support efforts. That's big.
Support efforts.
Advocating for an investment of
advocating.
Not actually getting, but advocating.
And
another one, advocating for more homeless funding.
Any word about a task force?
Yeah.
Maybe is she advocating for a task force?
An historic delegation includes 6 members of the city council to meet with federal officials in Washington, D.C. last
historic.
Month. Historic. Historic delegation.
It's 6 politicians going to a meeting. Oh, this is historic. Oh, this has never happened before.
She just signed another directive yesterday.
A directive.
To incentivize speedier construction of housing for all income levels.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's all working.
Oh, my God. This is really a headache.
I think a trank has hit L.A.
Oh, has it?
My wife and I attended something on Friday night.
Oh, no. You saw somebody with the skin problems?
My wife and I had a bit of a row because I wanted to park into a parking lot and she wanted to park on the curb. And she thought it would be safer to park on the curb and we'd have a shorter walk. And I said, no, we'd be safer in the parking lot because they won't destroy our car in the parking lot.
So okay, it's like, that's a worthwhile debate.
So what do you...
LA in 2023.
Yeah, that's it.
Where will we not be broken into, right?
Well, but we did have a longer walk if we did the parking lot. So okay. I know, what do you do there?
I would probably go with the parking lot.
You go there.
Because if it was in a crowded parking lot, there's other cars they might target. But if you're just on the street...
And
it's easy to do the smash and grab of the car on the street.
That's what I thought.
They just pull up next to it, smash, and ride off. But they go into a parking lot and kind of run around.
Yeah, I know. But she also was afraid of the rats. She saw some rats in the parking lot. So the rats factored into the decision as well.
What did you end up doing?
We took so long. We were like an hour late getting in. We were just sitting in the car going back and forth on...
So what's the trank angle?
The trank angle is when we came out of the event, we walked a few steps, and there was a guy, and he had the trank tilt. You know, the zombies.
Oh, the zombie kind of tilt, right?
Right. He's standing there, and he's bent, like, slightly to the left, and he's frozen.
Oh,
and I was looking at him. It was kind of fascinating. It's almost as if he was a sculpture.
But, I thought maybe you saw the flesh eating, like, his skin falling off.
No. And then there was a second guy, and he was rocking back and forth, kind of banging his head against the wall.
Oh, no.
Holding on to a railing.
Where was this? In the this west was, side?
No, downtown.
Oh, you went downtown?
Downtown.
Why would you do that?
We just had to attend something. It was a friend's thing.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Jesus. I mean, it's that's what I'm saying. I hear about
the only time I go downtown is because I love the pantry. I still go there.
But Karen Bass is and her directives and her historic meetings and her fast-tracking of this and the blue ribbon panel for that, they're so full of it. All these mayors coming to town, you're all full of it.
I finally saw an article, was it yesterday, the day before, on one of the websites, comparing California homelessness to, I think, a neighborhood in Philadelphia. But the writer put in there one thing you just never see. How about self-responsibility?
Yeah.
How about telling these people they have to get their acts together, that we're not going to come up with a list of things to take care of them?
Yeah.
Right? Because the Housing First people believe that's all it is. All we need to do is build more housing and we'll solve all the problems. No. What you saw, John, with the people that may have been whacked out on Trank, that goes beyond housing. No. And then when you put them in housing together, they destroy the place.
Exactly.
Skid Row Housing Trust.
So it's a total failure from beginning to end. This is not workable. This is not doable. You have to surrender and just evict everybody and just keep evicting them until they're out in the desert somewhere.
Yeah, I remember one of our guests a couple of years back. I think it was Ed Ring. I don't remember. Anyway, he's a policy analyst. He said, we really need a FEMA approach where you just separate the homeless out. The ones that have the alcohol problems, the mental illness problems, the ones that are really just homeless because they're lazy. And those are the ones you have to really kick in the pants and get back to get their acts together and tell them you're not living off the government anymore. We're not giving you a house. You got to start working on your own. Then the others you just have to send in to get conservatorship, right?
Did I
taken in and given mental health or alcohol treatment.
Did I mention our friend, not your friend, but my wife and I know somebody who volunteers at a hospital in an emergency room?
No.
She says she's in the emergency room, night shift. She deals with lots of people coming in, homeless people.
Volunteers, wow.
Volunteers, yeah.
Oh, she's and it's what kind of a neighborhood is it?
Can go either way. Used to be good, now going bad.
Okay.
Says every single one of them from out of town.
Oh, is that right?
Everyone.
That they find that out through the intake?
Yeah. Well, they do an interview. They try to find out, who are you? Yeah. Where are you from? How'd this happen?
No, come on. Most people fall into homelessness in their own neighborhoods.
Yeah. No, not falling into, not an Angelino who fell through the cracks.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
After 4 o'clock, John and Ken on demand, the podcast.
I got another, breaking Ring neighborhood alert. Somebody got their watch stolen out of their truck and they wanted to see if anybody saw anything.
Oh, I did
stupidly
not.
Stupidly, I left my truck unlocked. Well, there you go.
That's the stupid tax you pay.
Yeah. All right. Coming up after the news at 3 o'clock, we'll play you some audio you might find interesting about some of the pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas demonstrators around the world, particularly the young people, might not have a real grip on what's going on with that whole conflict between Israel and Hamas. We'll also talk about the beginning of a trial in San Francisco. Remember when Paul Pelosi got clonked?
Clunked.
By the intruder? Clonked.
Yeah. Got the hammer to the head.
Yeah, there's a trial, which kind of surprises me because, I don't know, the cops opened the door and then he clonked Pelosi, right?
Yeah, right in front of the
hammer.
Cops.
Yeah, a hammer. I know. So I don't know what the defense is going to be exactly, but...
Wasn't there video, too?
Did
the cops have body cam? Yeah.
Yeah, I think there may have been.
I remember seeing a clip where...
About a year ago now.
Yeah. Was it a year already? Oh my goodness.
It was about a year ago.
What the hell is happening? How could that be a year?
Oh, Joe Biden, are you okay?
I would have said like 6 months. A year.
This story, I mean, is there anything worse than robbing from the dead? I mean, literally, corpses. An investigator with the LA County Medical Examiner's Office has been charged with stealing a gold necklace and rare coins off of two dead people while on the job. Ah, that's low. Adrian Munoz, 34. One felony count of grand theft and one misdemeanor count of petty theft. Wait a minute, though. That's nonviolent, non-serious. They're dead. Why is he being charged with a felony?
There's no victim to complain.
Yeah, family members were expecting those things.
Yeah. He stole a gold crucifix necklace off the body of a warehouse worker who died of a heart attack on the job in January. So I guess they sent him there, and, you know, he's there to examine the dead person and take the body. And
all right.
Look at this nice gold crucifix.
Wouldn't you think that people who have that job are questionable? Like, it's not surprising that they'd be stealing the jewelry.
Oh, because they're dealing with the dead?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, who applies for that job?
Somebody has to do it.
Right. But isn't it a guy whose last job was prison?
Let me see here. He's been with the county since 2018. There's a reference here to the salary database. Trying to figure out how much money he makes.
It's a government worker.
Yeah. Looks like, well, in 2019, $67,000 he was paid.
Holy mackerel. Really?
Yeah, because he's a coroner investigator. I guess that's a more fancy title.
Oh, an investigator.
Right. He's supposed to go there and start to gather. Oh, in 2020, he made $77,000.
Oh, I thought he was just some lug nut loading the body in the truck.
Yeah. And 2021, $84,000.
It's not enough money.
What? 2022, his salary's going up, $91,000.
Are there more people dying?
Raises? There's actually two Adrian Munozes. One is works for as a deputy sheriff, and one is the coroner investigator. But I'm pulling out his salaries. So yeah, the most recent year reported here.
Wow, $99,274
in base earnings.
That's good money.
$26,950 in overtime earnings. You sure you don't want to do this?
It'd be perfect. You don't like talking to people.
That's right.
Get me a job where I have to deal with dead people.
You deal with people, but they're not alive.
Perfect. Okay.
I think some people genetically are made for this. That's why you always wonder who would take a job as like an undertaker, owning a funeral home. They're often family businesses that they pass on to their kids. Well, the family did report that the crucifix was missing. So they searched his desk, and they found antique coins along with a receipt that belonged to a man whose death he had investigated in November of last year. So now they're wondering, how much stuff does he have and how long has he been doing this? He's been working there since 2018.
So he's been doing this all the time.
Yeah, it's kind of like a klepto thing, right? He gets to a job and he sees something flashy.
Maybe you're stealing stuff that the family's not really aware of, right?
Right.
They might not know if their dead uncle was wearing a gold watch, and you can take that stuff. Probably not cause much of it, and nobody's going to suspect you're the one.
Yeah, the family of that victim I mentioned, the guy that died at the warehouse, they came forward and said, "We want to know where that crucifix went," and that's what would spawn this investigation.
Yeah. See, a crucifix would get people upset if they're really religious. Take the guy's watch; no one's going to care, but.
Yeah, it says here, security camera did see him remove the necklace from the body, place it in a glove, slip it into his medical bag.
And he does it in front of the security camera.
Oh, he also took cash from the front pocket of the man's pants. You know.
Making $99,000?
I just read his salaries.
Wow.
What are you doing? Now they said he's been on many, many jobs, so it's possible this is just the tip of the iceberg with stuff that he's stolen. Wow.
Yeah. Check for
the family is happy that they caught the guy. Did they get the necklace back? Anyway, when they inquired about the necklace and the cash, they were told no, nothing was found on the body. Nothing was found.
Yeah.
Nothing was found.
Well, that's how we got away with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then they were told the necklace is available. So they went to the medical examiner's office. They were given the necklace, but it was not the dead guy's necklace. So the necklace has still not been returned to them, the crucifix. So that's a sad story.
Yeah, that's kind of the department is stupid there.
All right, we got more coming up. What we'll do first, we think you might enjoy this. It's a Daily Mail special. Apparently at one of these protests that was pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas, several young people were asked about the conflict and didn't seem to know what the hell was going on with Israel versus Hamas, particularly that October 7th terror attack.
Oh, that's
you
good.
might be surprised you might not be. We'll play it next. John and Ken, KFI AM 640 live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
And Deborah Mark live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.